All you that are to mirth inclined, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us hath done in sending his beloved Son. Let all your songs and praises be unto his heavenly majesty, and evermore amongst your mirth remember Christ, our Savior's birth. The 25th of December, good cause we have for to remember. In Bethlehem upon this morn, there was our blessed Messiah's born. The night before that happy tide, the spotless Virgin and her guide were long time seeking up and down to find them lodging in the town. And mark how all things came to pass, the inns and lodgings filled was, that they could have no room at all, but in a silly oxen stall. This night the Virgin Mary mild was safe delivered of a child, according unto heaven's decree. Man's sweet salvation for to be. Near Bethlehem did shepherds keep their herds and flocks of feeding sheep, to whom God's angel did appear, which put the shepherds in great fear. Prepare and go, the angel said, to Bethlehem, be not afraid. There shall you find this blessed morn, the princely babe, sweet Jesus born. With thankful hearts and joyful mind, the shepherds went this babe to find. And as the heavenly angel told, they did our Savior Christ behold. Within a manger he laid the Virgin Mary by him stayed, attending on the Lord of life, being both mother, maid, and wife. Three Eastern wise men from afar, directed by a glorious star, came boldly on and made no stay until they came where Jesus lay. And being come unto the place whereas the blessed Messiah's was, they humbly laid before his feet their gifts of gold and odor sweet. feet. See how the Lord of heaven and earth showed himself lowly in his birth, a sweet example for mankind to learn to bear an humble mind. No costly robes nor rich attire did Jesus Christ our Lord desire. No music nor sweet harmony till glorious angels from on high did in melodious manner sing praises unto our heavenly King. All honor, glory, might, and power be unto Christ our Savior. If choirs of angels did rejoice, well may mankind with heart and voice sing praises to the God of heaven, that unto us his Son has given. Moreover, let us every one call unto mind and think upon his righteous life and how he died to have poor sinners justified. Suppose, O man, that thou shouldst lie in prison strong, condemned to die, and that no friend upon the earth could ransom thee from cruel death, except thou can some party find that for thy sake will be so kind, his own heart's blood for to dispense, and lose his life in thy defense. Such was the love of Christ when we were lost to hell perpetually, to save them from the gulf of woe, himself much pain did undergo. Whilst in this world he did remain, he never spent one hour in vain. In fasting and in prayer divine, he daily spent away the time. He in the temple daily taught, and many wonders strange he wrought. He gave the blind their perfect sight, and made the lame to go upright. He cured the leper of their evils, and by his power he cast out devils. He raised Lazarus from the grave, and to the sick their health he gave. But yet for all these wonders wrought, the Jews his dire destruction sought. The traitor Judas was the man that with a kiss betrayed him then. Then was he led to justice hall, like one despised amongst them all, and had the sentence given that he should suffer death upon a tree. Unto the execution place they brought him on with much disgrace, with vile reproachful taunts and scorns. They crowned him with a wreath of thorns. Then to the cross through hands and feet they nailed our blessed Redeemer sweet, and further to augment his smart, with bloody spear they pierced his heart. Thus have you seen and heard all right the love of Christ, the Lord of life, and how he shed his precious blood, only to do us sinners good.